Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive.
Always great to be back.
So if your kids use The Juice, that educational app,
yeah,
you probably wonder, what are they actually learning about these days?
Right.
Well, that's what we're diving into today, some of the stories on The Juice today.
Sounds good.
Maybe we can give you some ideas for dinner table conversations.
Yeah, that's always helpful.
Let's start with this one about the ancient Mayan civilization. Now, researchers have found evidence of this really cool fish canal system.
Oh, wow.
Way before, like, the temples and cities we think of.
Interesting.
Yeah, these canals are like 4,000 years old, apparently.
Wow.
And super efficient, could have fed like 15,000 people a year just from that.
That's amazing. You know, it really makes you think differently about how civilizations got started.
Right.
We always think farming, but maybe sustainable fishing was huge too.
Yeah, and how much we still don't know about these ancient cultures.
Exactly.
So this story could be a good way to talk to kids about the Mayans, right? Like, their engineering, their math, how they lived in their environment, even bring it to today, like how we can be sustainable with food and stuff.
Absolutely.
Now, shifting gears a bit, there's this story, a little tougher to talk about, but it's about the arrest in New York City. Remember that healthcare executive who was murdered?
Right, right.
They caught the suspect, and he had what they think is a ghost gun.
One of those untraceable ones?
Yeah, built from a kit. Tragic event. Brings up a lot of issues about gun violence, how hard it is for law enforcement to even track these things.
Yeah, I mean, no serial number. Who knows where it came from?
Exactly.
It makes investigations so much harder.
And of course, the whole gun control debate comes up again.
Right. The Biden administration tried to do something about ghost guns. But
didn't they get stuck in the courts?
It did, yeah. So it's a complicated situation all around.
Definitely a sensitive topic, but we got to talk to kids about gun safety at some point.
For sure. In an age-appropriate way, of course.
Yeah, maybe about responsible gun ownership, the impact this violence has.
And the role of the police and all that.
Just to raise awareness, help them understand.
Absolutely. Okay, well, on a lighter note, there's this really heartwarming story.
Oh, good.
About a guy in Virginia gave his wife a unique birthday present.
What'd he do?
For her 40th birthday, he paid the adoption fees for 40 dogs at the local shelter.
Wow, that's something else.
Right, shows how much they love animals.
And what one person can do.
Exactly.
So that story, I mean, perfect for talking to kids about kindness.
Yeah, compassion, giving back to your community.
Thinking about animals, how adoption helps.
And just the joy pets bring.
Maybe even a family project, volunteering at a shelter or something.
Love it.
Now, let's get into language for a bit. Merriam-Webster, they just announced their word of the year.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
Polarization.
Figures.
Really makes you think how language reflects the times, doesn't it?
For sure, for sure.
Especially in politics these days, everything's so
divided.
Yeah, exactly.
It's interesting, though, the word polarization itself.
Yeah.
It came from science, describing light waves originally.
Huh. Never knew that.
But now it's all about this societal divide.
So there you go. Another conversation starter.
Right.
How words change, meaning the importance of respecting different opinions.
Yeah. Even when you disagree.
You know, learning to see things from other people's point of view.
It's crucial these days.
Absolutely. Speaking of choices and perspectives.
What's that?
There's this story about the classic holiday dilemma.
Oh, I know where this is going.
Real Christmas tree or fake one?
Every year.
Seems simple, but there's environmental stuff to think about either way.
Right.
So fake trees, you can reuse them. That's good.
Less waste.
But they're plastic, usually not biodegradable.
True.
Real trees, at least they're renewable. They're sucking up carbon dioxide while they grow.
That's a good point.
But then there's deforestation. The resources to grow them, transport them.
It's a trade-off for sure.
So this story, good way to get kids thinking about sustainability.
Yeah, making informed choices, that kind of thing.
What's our impact on the planet? Maybe even talk about your own family's tree tradition.
I like that.
Weigh the pros and cons together.
It's all about making conscious decisions.
Exactly. Okay, last one from The Juice today. A little quote, actually.
Oh, from who?
Barbara Walters. the journalist. Remember her?
Of course, legendary.
Sadly, she passed away a couple years back, but she once said,
"The one."
To feel valued, to know, even if only once in a while, that you can do a job well, is an absolutely marvelous feeling.
That's nice. Simple, but powerful.
It is, right? Makes you think about finding purpose in your work.
Any kind of work, really.
Yeah, whether it's a job, a hobby.
Just doing something well and feeling good about it.
So use this quote. Talk to your kids about their own interests, what they're good at.
Their goals. What makes them feel proud.
It doesn't have to be fancy. Just that sense of, I did this well.
Right. Hard work pays off. That kind of lesson.
And that you can find joy in the process, too. And that's it for today's deep dive into the juice. We'll catch you next time for more stories, more discussions. Until then, keep those minds curious.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.